You're listening to Up Your Game, a weekly show designed to turn dreams into goals and goals into reality. Here's your host, entrepreneur and content creator, De Niro B.
What is going on, Game Changers? De Niro B here with another episode of Up Your Game. Today, we're going to talk about habits to avoid while working from home. This is a topic that is very dear to my heart, and the obvious reason is that I work from home. But another reason is because I spent a couple of weeks away from home, and I, as usual, when I change my environment, I stop doing things that I'm supposed to do, and I start adopting habits that are not as good. And that's why I wanted to really talk about this to help you guys out, but also to remind myself to get back on the horse and make sure to really kill it, all right? So with that said, please share this podcast with friends or family members that you think can benefit from these topics, Game Changers. If you don't talk about these topics with your friends, you're only doing half the work. You're already here. Congratulations for taking your life to the next level. But now it's time to really make it into a conversation with someone that you know so you and them can both grow at the same time. Point number one, you don't want to snack consistently. Now, Game Changers, I used to work a sales job at a big corporation, and the number one way to keep us active and to keep us dialing was by giving us sugary snacks. And in the short term, that really helps because the reps were getting the sugar high and were keeping on calling and calling. And of course, free food is always good for people, so everybody was happy. But of course, people were gaining a lot of weight. It was not a sustainable situation. I was one of the first people to really say, you know, forget about this. And I went on a strict ketogenic diet to counteract the amount of garbage that I was eating. But when I started working from home, it really set clear boundaries. When I could eat, what I could eat. And the reason why is not only because of weight, but it's also because of energy and focus. If you are constantly snacking, you're basically always in a state of hunger, because the more you eat, the more your body expects food. So you don't want to be in that state when you're at work. Set clear boundaries, eat well, try to reduce carbs, and try to really have a diet where you're eating to nurture your body, not because you're bored. You shouldn't be bored. When you're at home and you're working from home, you should be thinking about ways to make money, about to grow your business, not about what to eat next. Point number two, you want to wake up at the same time every day. Don't wake up at different times every day. Again, Game Changers, working from home is hard. You don't have a manager, so you need to manage yourself. If you're able to wake up every day at the same time, you're gonna start building routines, and routines are really what's going to take your performance to the next levels. The pros don't go and work out at random times. The pros have a coach that knows what time the practice starts, at what time they end, and anything in between. You want to have the same kind of mentality. And also, don't forget that rituals really help you get in the right mindset. When you wake up in the morning and you drink your coffee, and then you do your meditation, and then you do some journaling, your brain knows that work is coming. Once you're done journaling, for example, if your next day task every single day is to start in creating amazing work, then your brain is ready now because it knows that that's how things go, right? Point number three, not committing to an exercise routine is something to avoid. As a matter of fact, you want to at least run 20 to 30 minutes every single day. Get your heart rate over 150, 60. Just make sure that you're sweating. You want to create BDNF, which is brain-derived nootropic factor. It's a chemical in your brain that will help you stay concentrated. It helps with memory and it helps with concentration, which of course you need both to create amazing work, all right? Point number four, having the TV on in the background. Game Changers, I personally don't like TV, so I'm lucky like that. I never had one until I moved in with my wife. So TV is not an issue for me, but I know a lot of coaching clients that have really were raised with a TV in the background. So whenever they're at home, they always have the news on, a TV show on, or something in the background. And that is not good. Unless you have some music that will allow you to focus. I definitely think that some very light instrumental music in the background can help get you in the zone. But if there is some people talking in the background or lyrics in a song or just a TV show, that's not going to help you focus. That's something to avoid, especially if your work really needs you to be there, which is every single business model really should have you focused and dialed in. But especially if you're doing online business stuff, you don't want to be distracted. You want to create amazing work. Then once you're done with your work, again, start doing whatever you want. Watch, you know, maybe 20, 30 minutes of TV show or anything else, but don't have a TV in the background. It will be a huge distraction. It will cause you to create subpar work. So I hope you enjoyed this short episode of Up Your Game. Please, if you are in listening to this podcast on an iOS device, can you please go to the iTunes store and leave a review? I read every single review, but in case I don't have the chance to read it in your country, you can tag me, take a screenshot and tag me at DeNiroB on Instagram. You can put it on your stories or even simply send it to me and I will give you a free 15-minute coaching call. So I hope you enjoyed this episode, and until next time, up your game.